Back in the 1980s, a well-known Christian professor was invited to speak during the chapel service of a Christian university. The whole time he was sharing his thoughts on a text of scripture, a student sat in the audience with his hand raised. Unable to ignore the young man, the speaker finally asked him if he had a question. The young man stood up and said, "Should we assume that you're a Calvinist?" The professor quickly answered yes. The student took his seat, and the morning devotion continued. Approximately 5 minutes later, the professor stopped in mid-sentence and asked the young man to stand back up. He then said to him, "What is your understanding of Calvinism?" The student confidently answered, "Well, sir, a Calvinist is someone who believes that there are those who want to get saved, but since they're not elect, God will have nothing to do with them. On the other hand, there are those who want nothing to do with God, and yet he drags them kicking and screaming into the kingdom." The professor smiled and then quipped, "My friend, if that is your definition of a Calvinist, then no, I am not a Calvinist." Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to another edition of Against the World. Needless to say, the professor was a Calvinist. But this young man's understanding of Calvinism was a gross distortion at best. And I confess, as a former Arminian who now embraces what is commonly called Calvinism, my definition was not much better. So what changed me? What convinced me that the doctrines of true grace, what is commonly referred to as Calvinism, was the truth of Scripture? Well, first and foremost, it was the Scriptures. And I wish I had time to rehearse them all for you here. But instead, I want to encourage you to get a copy of the documentary, Amazing Grace, The History and Theology of Calvinism. I was the senior writer and researcher for this project, and I wrote it in such a way that the viewer gets a glimpse at my personal journey as I set out to understand God's sovereignty and man's responsibility. And I want you to also note this. I do not wish to patronize my fellow believers in Christ who still hold on to an Arminian view of the gospel. But instead, I want to set down a challenge for them, a challenge that I issued to another friend a few years ago who came to me and asked me to explain to him what Calvinism was. My friend was the pastor of a Southern Baptist church in Alabama and was one of the most godly and truly lovely men I had ever met. He admitted that he had heard the term, but he was not sure if he understood the theology. So he asked me if I would take time out of my schedule to explain it to him. I answered yes, but I informed him that we needed to lay down some ground rules before we got started. He looked a little puzzled and said, "Ground rules? What kind of ground rules?" So I asked him to open his Bible to Romans chapter 3, but before he read the passage, I had a question. I explained that this question needed to be answered honestly. I didn't want him to give me the answer that he thought I was looking for, but to honestly answer the question as he saw it. He promised he would do so, and so I continued. I said, "Brother, before you came to Christ, before you truly believed that Jesus was the eternal Son of God, who died on the cross to make an everlasting payment for your sins, while you were still an unsaved sinner, do you believe there was a point in time when you were earnestly and diligently seeking God with all your heart?" Without missing a beat, my friend said, "Yes." And I responded, "You know, I can answer that question the exact same way you just did. Based upon my experience, I can say that I was seeking God and His gospel even before I was saved." I then asked my friend to read Romans 3:10 and 11 out loud. "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands God. There is none who seeks after God." "My friend," I said, "the Apostle Paul says that before we were saved, when we were unregenerate, unrepented children of the devil, not a single one of us understood God in this fallen state, nor did a single one of us seek after Him. The question I have for you is this: what is your ultimate authority? What are you going to believe? The testimony of your experience or the testimony of the Word of God? Which one is always righteous, holy, and true? And which one can and often does deceive us? It was then as if a light had been turned on. My friend realized that he had allowed his experience to be the primary interpreter of the Word of God. He then asked, "So is this what the writer of Proverbs meant when he wrote, 'Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding'?" "Exactly," I answered. "The Word of God of necessity must trump our experience." You may object to the moniker that's often used in this debate, the dreaded word Calvinism, but you need to know that Calvin thought of himself as an Augustinian, and Augustine considered himself a Paulian, and Paul simply said it was the gospel. So, my friends, in the final analysis, if you ask me, why am I a Calvinist? My answer is simple. Because I know of no other understanding which does not allow for a scintilla of boasting on the part of man, and at the same time gives all glory to God for our salvation. Until next time, this is Jerry Johnson, standing contra mundum, against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan hard drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan hard drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work, I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwaters Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.